Google's left-wing lunatics are melting down over AI pioneers' posts, including "It's not okay to sterilize children," by Lucas Nolan on November 10, 2025. Google's prized AI pioneer, Noam Chaisir, has ignited a heated debate within the company over free speech and inclusivity after he expressed his personal views on internal forums. The AI legend has angered Google's notoriously left-wing employee population by making common-sense statements such as "it is not okay to sterilize children." The Information reports that Google's recent $2.7 billion deal with Character AI to acquire talent and Leibniz technology brought back one of its most influential AI minds, Noam Chaisir. However, just months after his return, the company finds itself grappling with a new challenge. Chaisir's outspoken online views on topics such as transgenderism that outrage progressive Silicon Valley sensibilities. According to a report by The Information, Chaisir clashed with colleagues on internal forums over posts expressing his personal beliefs. In one now-viral post shared on social media, Chaisir wrote that he doesn't believe humans have an attribute called gender and that it is not okay to sterilize children. Chaisir added, "I do not believe that God puts people in the wrong bodies." Such common-sense opinions are not typically found within Google. Breitbart News reported extensively on the case of James Damore, a Google engineer fired for his political views and personal beliefs. Noam Chaisir is no ordinary tech executive. He is widely regarded as one of the founding engineers of the AI revolution. As a former Google brain researcher, Chaisir co-authored several groundbreaking papers that laid the foundation for the transformer architecture, the technology that powers today's cutting-edge AI models such as ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude. After leaving Google, Chaisir co-founded Character AI, a startup that quickly became one of the most popular AI chat platforms globally. Its viral success, backed by major investors and used by millions, underscored the immense value of Chaisir's ideas. When Google sought to supercharge its Gemini project, it made a deal with Character AI for $2.7 billion, bringing Chaisir back into the fold. While Chaisir's return was celebrated as a major coup for Google's AI ambitions, his personal views have now created friction within the company. The situation puts Google in an awkward position. Will the company surrender to the extreme leftist position of its employees? Or will it do whatever it can to catch up in the AI race, after previous ultra-woke flops like the Gemini AI launch? Breitbart News will report on how this battle unfolds. Read more at The Information here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.